Audrey went to the bed, pulling the shirt out from underneath him before sitting on the edge of the mattress. When she bent down to grab her shoes, the bed moved. When she felt the warmth of his hands on her waist, and then his lips touch her bare back, she froze. His lips moved along her spine before resting right below her bra strap.
"Don't leave,"
he whispered, his breath warm on her back.
"I don't even know your name."
Audrey knew that breathing was no longer an option. No man had ever been so tender with her. A simple kiss on her back made her want to rip her clothes off and jump back into bed with him. Yep, she had to get out of there. Quickly sliding her feet into her shoes, she stood up, moving from his grasp before pulling on her shirt. She found her purse and then, finally, her stupid phone, which was still sounding the alarm. Silencing that annoyance, she saw she had 6 missed calls and 14 text messages. Shit, they were mostly from Fallon, who was probably freaking out. "You gotta be out of here by 11, she said, purposely not looking over at him. She didn't trust herself.
"Okay, I'm getting up now."
She nodded as she texted Fallon, saying she would call her in a few minutes. She looked up just in time to catch Blondie pulling his jeans up over his hips, and also took notice that he didn't have underwear on. Could he get any hotter?
"Can I at least get your number, maybe your name?"
he asked after digging his phone out of his pocket. His English wasn't perfect, and she still found herself loving the accent. It was hot and smooth, like butter on a hot skillet. Man, he was yummy. "Not a good idea," she muttered as she walked toward the door. "This was a one-night thing." Audrey looked over her shoulder to see him watching her.
"It doesn't have to be,"
he said,